KA3JCA, W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW clear.
4DJW, KA4WWC.
Morning, Chandler.
Just letting you know I'm at location.
Okay, I thought it was more like around noon, no?
Yes, it is. I got off work and I got here early. I got to be at home and be back at work by 8 o'clock tonight, so I just figured I would just go ahead and stop here and be early like I am for my job, sir.
All right, well, we'll go ahead and leave early. I see Chad's already left. I can see him on the Apers, moving on Apers' map, so we'll go ahead and leave early and head that way.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you leave that early.
Sounds good. See you in a little bit. W4DJW clear.
Roger, roger. KO4WWZ clear.
KO4QLG, KO4NUE. 4QLG, KO4NUE. KO4NUE clear.
4CBA mobile.
YQ mobile.
N4IQ, KB4CBA, how you doing, Bill?
Good hearing you. I'm doing pretty good. I just left the Y. I've been in the pool since 8:30. I'm a whole lot cleaner than I was, and that pool is a whole lot dirtier than it was.
I've been out playing tennis, so, you know, I've been sweating up a storm, and so, anyway, it's not as humid as it was last night, though. It's actually pretty nice out here.
Right now, it's only 73 degrees. When I got this morning, I think it was like 59 degrees, something like that. It was really cool. And I had to take a flashlight with me just in case. Got up and walked Toby. And it was very cool. It was a perfect morning to go for a walk.
Because my sister lives in Maggie Valley. She said it was 46 up there this morning. So, man, oh, man. I'd love to have been up there sleeping with the windows up and letting that cool mountain air come drifting in. Night, that would have been nice.
I live in Maggie Valley, or at least in that area. During the summer. Winter time, I expect it to get kind of cold and snowy.
It just happens to snow up there. She's got a Jeep. I think it's a 21. I can't remember which one it is. You know, they make several of those four-door Jeeps and with the name on the hood, and I can't even picture which one, what the name is. But anyway, it's a nice it's got a lift kit on it and a little bit, and it's got these humongous tires on it with the big knobby tires on it. They make a lot of racket going down the highway. But you ain't getting stuck in them, because it's even got tread on the sidewall, so, you know, and she said that's the way she liked it, so I said, okay, but she'll never take that thing off-road, you know, it's four-wheel drive, and, you know, she's real particular about her Jeep.
Her baby. Yeah, I heard you talk the other day to somebody about, I think you were going there, or Asheville, I can't remember. I think it was to your sisters to help out with something. I can't remember. Something with the cabinets, maybe. Hope you got that done. And did you, have you done any more work on your antenna?
Balaam came in yesterday, and afternoon, I really didn't have time to do anything well, and I'm going to replace that 22-foot section of vertical coax. It goes from the bound at the top down to the bottom, and so everything will be new except for the, the 135-foot horizontal section, which really doesn't need to be replaced, and I think I'll be in good shape, and I just need it shot back up and higher in the trees. I think I got it up about 15, 20 feet right now. I just took a big magnet that I'd taken off a speaker and tied the rope to it. Stood on top of the rail of my deck, which is right where the trees are, and threw it up in the tree there. It was right there, just as hard as I could. Got it just as high as I could. That's the way I got it up there.
Everything works for you. I remember how your rail is on your deck. And, that 22-foot section, that's something you can keep and use it as a jumper.
Pretty good about it, right now it's tuning everything but 80, and it doesn't tune 6. Well, let me take that back. I'm not hearing anything on 6 anytime, even when people say it's hot. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but maybe I'm hoping that, because this Valen does go from 54 megahertz all the way through HF to 160. Of course, I have the short version, so mine just goes up to 80, but that's okay. And I just wanted to tune 80, and right now it won't even begin to tune 80. I think the SWR is like 5.5 or something. I don't know. It's something crazy. But anyway, I'll get everything straightened out, get it shot back up there, and be back on 80 in no time.
Don't throw that old one away, because it actually could be good, once you get it off, it's super simple to test. So don't throw it away thinking it's bad, because it could be good still.
Both of them, I was planning on selling it back to you.
Well, I think I've got plenty of balance, but it's like those advertisements. We guarantee we will pay cash for your house. Sit on TV and then these signs. Of course, they never say how much they got to pay you. They may be only offering you $10 for the house. So I guarantee you, I'll give you cash for that balance.
Dollar bill just doesn't go for these days.
Well, I won't get into that discussion. Because I think 90% politics, bad politics, bad leadership. Anyway, I am just about at my house. And I've got the Terminix inspector coming out, because our contract's up for renewal, and you have to let them inspect your house. So they're coming here in a little bit. I've got to get ready. Nice talk to you. And hope all that antenna work pays off. N4IQ.
Well, I don't ever get gussied up for the Terminix guy. He can just take what he gets when I answer the door, but anyway, I'm just giving you a hard time. All right, well, I hope your inspection goes well and no surprises there. And anyway, good talk to you as always, and thanks for all your help with this antenna. I know I've asked you several questions there and bugged you about that, but anyway, appreciate the help. All right, well, 73s, and enjoy this beautiful day. N4IQ, KB4CBA.